A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord. And to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were waiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. So on the one hand, picture this. It's a busy day at the temple in Jerusalem. Here in the crowd is Joseph. He's sturdy and strong. And here beside him is Mary, recovering from her labor and birth, cradling the infant Jesus in her arms. He's just past a month old, maybe sleeping securely in his mother's arms, or perhaps gazing wide-eyed at the motion and color and sound around him. And then here are not one, but two prophets speaking God's word to the new family. And in this picture, there's definitely some golden Holy Spirit light shimmering over the whole tableau. Do you see it? Now, on the other hand, picture this. Dinner for 17 people. This couple on one side used to be married to each other, but they're divorced now. So here's a second husband and here's a second wife. Next to them is another couple who also used to be married to each other, so another second spouse, and this wife is sitting between her first and second husband. Here around the table is a sprinkling of siblings, step-siblings, random aunts. Here's a young man who might be a cousin, nobody is really quite sure, but he's there because his mom threw him out a couple of years ago, and only the in-laws of the host couple would take him in. Here, two travelers from Australia. They're visiting one of the guests, just came in from surfing, and they're sitting next to a Roman Catholic priest. Here's a vegan. This one's a paleo diet. This other one's eating gluten-free. Here's a teetotaler, a wine expert, Catholic, Russian Orthodox, evangelical, Episcopalian, agnostic, atheist, good jokes, bad jokes, totally inappropriate jokes. And did I mention that four of these people used to be married to each other and are now not? So just add in the three dogs from three different families, and you can see the potential drama. On the one hand, 2,000 years ago, holy family. On the other, Christmas dinner, my family. Everyone, I love that the Feast of the Holy Family comes immediately after Christmas. While this trio of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph on the one hand is so strongly present in our minds and hearts, at the same time, this gang of outlaws on the other hand is making us crazy. The Holy Family is holy, and we're not. Confess, don't you just look around at your family sometimes and think, how did I get mixed up with these people? And you know what? They're probably looking at you thinking the same thing. It's hard to look at our families and compare them with the Holy Family and not feel inadequate. But I look at my family, as Paul says, by putting on love, the bond of perfection. Love takes every difference, every disagreement, every disjointed moment, every disapproval, even every disgrace, and binds it into perfection. That is the lesson of our entire salvation story, that God steps into human history again and again and again, through nature and miracles and prophets, and finally through an infant born to peasants in an occupied land, to take what is broken, bind it up, make it whole, using love, the bond of perfection, and showing us that love is something we do. Yes, getting along can be hard, but not getting along is so much harder and has so many more negative consequences. So many families today are facing extreme difficulties, divorce, abuse, sickness, money woes, addictions, backbiting and infighting and gossip. And you all, every one of those issues at home explodes into the world at large. Political turmoil, crime, violence, injustice, war. None can be healed without love. But with love, we can all sit around the same table with all of our history and our baggage and our differences, just as my family did. And let me tell you, we had a blast, by the way, eating and drinking and laughing and enjoying each person for who that person is and not for who we want them to be. Brothers and sisters, this isn't just true for me and my family, but for you and yours too. On the one hand, it's pretty easy to practice the bond of perfection when we have the chance to share a Eucharistic meal or even to pray together. But on the other hand, let's also practice the bond of perfection at home so that it can move out where it's more challenging, into our schools, our jobs, the parish, the community, everywhere. Because we're the human family. God's family. And God wants us to be a holy family.